They stayed up late to make their prayer offerings so that the boys could start out early for the San Francisco Peaks before the rest of the village woke up. So they came to the foot of the main peaks that day. The next morning about dawn they started to climb and at sunrise reached the kiva. When they got there they were asked to come in, and there they found the same men that the boy saw at the shrine at Burrow Springs. 105. So, as usual, they were given their welcome smoke. The men said that they would show them different kinds of dances without losing much time, for there was now little time before the dance at Shungpovi. So they danced many dances for them, and the boys liked the latter dance very much. Well, the men at the kiva said the dance was difficult because the dancers had to climb a limber young Douglas fir tree. Finally the boys decided to ask these people if they could not do it for them. The people agreed to do the latter dance themselves because it would be so difficult for the people at Shungpovi. So when they did agree to do this they sent the boys back, but they asked them to take back home with them two young Douglas firs each about a foot high. They told them that when they got home, they were to find a rock on which to plant these two trees. When they got home with the two firs, they brought them into the kiva, and the men in the kiva performed a ceremony of welcoming the firs and the boys by smoking. The next morning the boys took the two trees and went up to the rock which they thought would be best to plant the trees on. That morning the whole village noticed the two trees on top of the rock and wondered what was going to happen. One by one they went to look. There was an old man up there on watch, so that no one could hurt the trees. Everyone who went asked him what they were for, but he told them not to be too anxious until night came. That day towards evening the Kachinas began to come out of the kivas. They kind of paraded around the village. At that time the men from the ash pile kiva came out all wrapped up in their blankets. These men went out to meet the real Kachinas who came from the San Francisco mountains. By that time it was clouding up. These men met the Kachinas at the place called Lonichi, a spring which lies about a mile west of old Shungpovi. When they met them, the Kachinas told the men they must hide out that night so that he people would believe that they were putting on the dance. So they decided they would stay there and the Kachinas would go to the village and the men could follow after dark. This old man at the rock under the two fir trees would sprinkle cornmeal on the trees and they would grow about an inch or two, and by that time the Kachinas got there they were quite tall trees. In this ceremony each Kachina was in a different costume, except that the two who were to climb the trees were dressed alike. When the people saw the Kachinas on the hill around the rock, they all ran up there. They carefully observed the performance. They were trying to figure out who the Kachinas were. They resembled men in the different kivas. The two Kachinas climbed the trees. The trees were so slender that the Kachinas swayed back and forth. 106. They climbed while the rest sung around. It seemed as if the two trees had a spirit as the two Kachinas swung back and forth. The song that the Kachinas sung, the people of Shungpovi still sing. Well, after this performance they went to the village. They paraded around and entered the kiva. Then rain came down. The rest of the kivas felt jealous. Every once in a while they would send up a man to peep in to see if it were true that the men in this kiva were putting on the dance. About midnight the dance started. All the Kachinas from the other kivas were out. But the men from the other kivas did not dance. They just put away their costumes and followed the new Kachinas around. And then by that time the men who were supposed to put on the dance came in. They watched the dance too, and were not recognized. After the dance was over the Kachinas went back into the kiva. They were supposed to go down the Sipapu and go home that way. So the next day after The dance this Kiva was given praise because they had put on a great dance. Different from anything that had ever been seen. From that day this Kiva was recognized because of this dance, whereas, before they had never been recognized by the people of the village. From then on the people at Shungpovi held this kind of a dance every 4 years until the town was abandoned, between 1680 and 1700. 107. The latter dance at Pivahongkhiapai. Northwest of Arabi, 7 or 8 miles, on that broad terrace which so conspicuously encircles many of the Hopi mesas, about 200 feet below the rim, lie the ruins of two pueblos. The nearest to Arabi occupies a point which projects from the mesa and is called Hyukavai, the place of the winds, or windy point. 2 miles farther along the ledge, at the base of a large rock, the pueblo of Pivahongkhiapai covers the shelf. Potsherds tell us that Hyukavai and Pivahongkhiapai were occupied in the 1200s. We, therefore, assume that the two pueblos were abandoned, like so many others in northern Arizona, because of the great drought of 1275 to 1299, which shows so well in Dr. A. E. Douglas' studies of the tree rings. About these pueblo ruins, Hopi traditions cluster. At Hyukavai the girls were beautiful but bad. At Pivahongkhiapai among the gamblers lived a handsome youth. At Acha Moli, halfway between Hyukavai and Arabi, lived the two little war gods. Sons of the sun, Po'o Kunghoya and his brother, Palaunghoya, with their grandmother, the spider woman. What more can you ask as the basis for a story? About 100 yards east of Pivahongkhiapai can be observed 8 circular holes, about 8 inches in diameter, cut in the rock at the cliff edge. About one of these holes the rock has cracked. The Hopi believe that these holes belong to the latter dance. Ed. A Pivahongkhiapai there dwelt a handsome young man. 2 miles away on Windy Point lived 2 girls in the pueblo of Hyukavai. These girls wanted to marry this handsome youth, but he would not look at either of them. This made them mad. They knew that he was to take the part of a kachina in a ladder dance to be held at Pivahongkhiapai in March. The girls thought that this would be a chance to destroy him. The dance was announced and the dancers practiced the songs in the Kiva for 8 days. 4 days before the ceremony, 2 youths were selected to go to the San Francisco peaks which the Hopis call Novatekiovi, the place of snow on the very top, to get 2 fir trees, and one of the youths was the handsome young man. On the way to the peaks they followed a trail and because they were tired they stopped to rest. The handsome youth stepped aside off the trail. Here he met the spider woman. She said, "I am in sympathy with you because I know what is going to happen to you. Change your payos, prayer offerings, as the ones you are carrying are bad. Cast them somewhere and take mine and put them in the shrine. If you don't do that, the witches will surely get you. On your way home, stop and see me." 108. Figure 3. Returning to the trail he joined his companion and went onto the peaks and placed the payos in the shrine. There they selected 2 small fir trees about 2 feet high. Figure 4. 109. On his way back the handsome youth remembered to stop and call on the spider woman. He left his companion by the trail and hunted up the old woman. The old woman said, "Take the pipe of your father and make smoke so the clouds will hide our path from the witches." So he lit his pipe and she brought him to her Kiva. He set down his trees and sat on a skin. "My dear grandchild," said the old woman, "do as I say or your last day will be the day of the ceremony." She handed him some medicine and said, "The wise men will sing and the tree will grow too fast. Chew this medicine and spit it out on the tree, so the tree may be limber but it will not break. Then she gave him a little light white feather of an eagle and placed it under his heart so that it would make him lighter. By this time the sky was covered with clouds and he rejoined his companion. He did not say much because he was worried. That night they got home and entered the kiva with their two fir trees. All the men smoked and when they stopped, asked them what they saw in the way of prosperity. They said that they saw good flowing water, so the old men knew that the summer would be good. While this was going on, the old spider woman, she was a great old woman, sent word to the other spider women that lived near Pivahankiapai. She sent the message by way of dreams, to send out her two little war gods, Po'o Konghoya and his brother, Paloanghoya, her grandsons, to look over the place where the tree was to be planted. As they were small boys, no one would notice them as they played with the other children of the village. The boys investigated and discovered that the girls of Hukavai had cracked the rock about the hole in which the tree was to be planted. They hurried back to their grandmother and reported. "If that is the case," said the old spider woman, "I will have to go there and see. I have not got a thing to mend that rock with. One of you boys run and get an ear of baked sweet corn." When the boy had found it, she ground it up as fine as she could. Then she mixed the meal into dough like the finest clay. When this was ready, the day of the ceremony had arrived.